This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A report by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says that rich countries have made little progress towards reducing gaps in income and power between men and women over the last 5 years. It's snowing in July in Miami. The National Rifle Association agreed they would support a ban on rapid-fire devices like the bump stock used by the Las Vegas killer. There are more payday loan stores in the U.S. than there are McDonald's restaurants. In Japan, karoshi, or death from overwork, became widely recognized as a phenomenon in the late 1980s as stories of blue-collar workers keeling over at work appeared to expose a sinister side to Japan's post-war economic miracle. As of November 2016, there were over 100,000 Cubans awaiting U.S. immigrant visas, according to the State Department. Puerto Rico has lost 400,000 people in the last decade to out-migration. In the wake of Maria, migration is accelerating. In the wake of numerous reports of sexual harassment by Harvey Weinstein, one of Hollywood's dominant producers and executives, numerous Democratic politicians are returning contributions or donating them to charity, including Connecticut Senator Blumenthal and Massachusetts Senator Warren. Investigations say that Treasury Secretary Mnuchin indicates that he has run up bills of over $800,000 for use of military jets for travel. The advocacy group, the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, received this year's Nobel Peace Prize for a new treaty signed by more than 50 countries, though none of them are nuclear powers. Federal judge in Northern California vacated a move by the Department of Interior to delay compliance with rules curbing so-called flaring, a technique oil and gas companies use to burn off leaking methane. Flaring is blamed for contributing to climate change as well as lost tax revenues because the drilling is being done on federal land. Third time since July that the Environmental Protection Agency or the Interior Department has been found to have acted illegally in their rush to roll back environmental rules. And in three other environmental cases, Trump administration reversed course on its own after lawsuits accusing it of illegal actions were filed by environmental groups and Democratic state attorneys general. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.